Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, new survey figured out the formula for a perfect Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah. So these are the results of a perfect Christmas. Let's see. You might have one this year, or maybe, you know, you've had one in the past. Waking up at 7:56 a.m. So you got to wake up 7:56 a.m. makes for a perfect Christmas. Now, for me, when I was a kid, I'd wake up at 4 o'clock, and I'd be going, ho, 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 and Dad'd be going, shut up. It became a family tradition. I'd have to sleep for another couple hours. But the kids, we'd get up about 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I never worried about getting up too early. My sister was always like, the minute the sun came up, she wanted to go downstairs, and she'd go, wake up. And I'm like, Santa's not taking anything back. We don't have to rush downstairs.
As a kid, though, I would love getting down there early.
Yeah, I remember my sister running in there in my room and jumping on the bed going, get up.
I know.
Santa came.
Sam is that way, and Quinn would sleep until noon, but she's in there waking everyone up to get down. Now, they're both in their teens far enough along now where it's not as early as it used to be.
Yeah.
But when they were younger, she'd be up at daylight.
Perfect wake-up time for teens is 7:56 p.m.
But, you know, I remember my sister and I under the tree looking at playing with our gifts and my parents still be in bed. And now I think parents, they're like, you wake us when you wake up. Because they want to be there to take pictures of you.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's part of it. You got to put that on social media.
My parents didn't love me.
Sounds like it.
So, perfect formula for a perfect Christmas. Here we go. For some folks, a little bit of snow. We don't get that opportunity very much here in the South.
I'm so excited. It's going to be near 70 degrees on Christmas.
Yeah, it's going to be so warm excited this year. I grew up in Florida, so snow was never really an option. But when I went to college in Nashville, Tennessee, that was something that we were always excited if we could get snow at Christmas.
You know, this is what they mean by global warming. I'm in.
Kata likes it.
I'm in for global warming.
Okay, so this is for a perfect Christmas. They say getting at least 7 presents. I think that's for the adults, because kids are getting all kinds of presents from grandparents and aunts and uncles. And so 7 presents would be for a kid a little bit. You know,
I don't know. Not everyone gets a ton of presents.
Can you imagine getting 8 gifts and you're like, great, Christmas is ruined now?
I know, right?
I didn't get the perfect amount of gifts.
That's kind of weird.
Okay, watching 5 Christmas movies.
Holy crap. But is that all at once?
It's not. Well, no. I guess during the holiday season. I don't think that's like a Christmas day you're watching 5 movies. That's a marathon.
If it's the Hallmark Christmas movies, I burn through those so easily.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure I've watched 1 Christmas movie this year.
I don't think I watch 5 in a year.
No.
Okay. Eating dinner at 2:33 p.m. is the perfect Christmas for most people. So I guess it's got to be, you know, we're going to schedule it for 2:30, but then you got somebody's got to go use the bathroom or something, make it 2:33.
My family says get there at 1, and we never eat till like 2:30.
Don't you hate that?
Well, we always have appetizers, too. So it's all right.
All right. And just speaking of that, family members, they say clean up. So you want to help clean up. That makes for a perfect Christmas, especially for mama. A new study says that Christmas hosts spend more time cleaning than eating Christmas dinner. So it's true. You know, if you ever tried to scrub that figgy pudding, dried figgy pudding off a plate.
I don't even know what that is.
It takes forever. I mean, you know what?
It's called a paper plate. Throw it away.
Y'all are so judgmental. You know what?
We do Christmas with lasagna now, so everything's in aluminum pans that we cook them. I mean, salads and paper plates and paper plastic
Hold
forks.
On.
Yeah, what is up with that?
I told y'all we started doing lasagna for Christmas.
You stole that from Tori.
Yes, you did.
To make fun of her.
Yes, you did.
The three of you would gang
for
up against
Thanksgiving.
Me.
Thanksgiving's turkey and ham.
It's a holiday.
And you're doing that lasagna and you make fun of her?
We get it from Capri's and Berea. It's uncooked and we cook it ourselves.
I can't be friends with you anymore.
I wish you would. Tori, you are such a bad influence.
Come on over to the Italian side. We have breadsticks. We have pasta. It's so good.
But you know, we used to do the Thanksgiving meal at Christmas as well. And we could sat around as a family going, you know, we're tired of it. We don't want to do... So we've been doing lasagna for about, before you got here.
Lies. Now they've been doing it.
Yeah. I bet y'all probably hide noodles for Easter too, don't you?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Let's go paint the noodles and hide them for the Easter bunny.
We don't wake up for Chef Boyardee.
That's what comes down. We don't have an Easter bunny. It's Chef Boyardee.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, you know, we have mixologists here on the Hawk and Tom show.
Where?
Two kinds. We got the mixologists for drinks and the mixologists that actually help us out do some remixes here on the Hawk and Tom show.
Both help us out.
So I had our mixologist do something very special for Cato today. Aww. It's a Christmas song, and also they mixed or mashed up one of your favorite all-time songs. I tell you what, you try to guess. It's a Christmas song and one of your favorite all-time songs. Here we go.
I know.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a brand new invention. Something
really?
Grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon. Never stop, yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights, huh, and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
You won't hear that song anywhere else but on the Hawk and Tom show.
That's pretty cool.
I love that. That was good.
Last Christmas and Vanilla Ice mashup for you.
Who would have thought it?
I know. Now that's got to put you in the Christmas spirit. Because of the ice, you know, snow and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I've got some tips that can help you if you're flying over the holidays. There are some changes and rules that you'll need to know about and some things that can just make your trip generally easier.
Okay.
The first thing that I would recommend is you do not wrap your gifts ahead of time.
Oh, wow.
If your present triggers the alarm, they will have to unwrap it and inspect it. They say use a gift bag or a box to carry it there and then wrap it once you get to the place.
That would be a pain. I never thought about that because I never fly during the holiday season. But if you had to fly, you know, across two states and take presents, I would just
do three.
Yeah. I would just I would go shopping there when I got there.
You can have it shipped there.
I was going to say, if you're visiting family or something, just ship it.
Don't open that Amazon box.
Yeah.
It's already wrapped for you.
I send stuff to my dad all the time that's for the kids or for whatever, and I'll say, hey, you're getting an Amazon box. Just put it above the garage, and we'll get it when we get there.
Uh-huh.
So that's pretty common for us. If you're traveling with food, Solid food items like fruitcake, candy canes, and chocolates can go in your carry-on. Although that might be heavy to carry a fruitcake around.
Yeah.
But they say liquids and even spreadable foods like eggnog, wine, champagne, sauces, and jams should be packed in your checked bags because they are subject to that 4-ounce rule.
Yeah.
If it's more than that, you'll end up leaving them behind.
You know what? If I was one of those TSA people and I saw something like that coming through, you know, like the package of sausage and cheese, like, I'm going to have to open that one up.
Look, and wine too.
Yeah. Oh, let me taste this to make sure it is really sausage.
I had one TSA agent take my sunscreen. It was brand new.
Yep.
And I'm like, really?
You know he was using that next day.
Well, they picked it out of the trash can after I walked away, I was told.
Really?
Yes.
See, I'd open it up and squirt it out in the garbage can.
They threw it away, and then I walked away, and they reached down and picked it up.
Sure they do. Why not? I mean, you're sitting there working that thing, and you watching all this valuable stuff go by?
I'd already flown one way with it.
You know what? If I were TSA, I would have a special trash can just for that.
Yeah.
And they'd go to throw it away and be like, trash can to the right, please.
Yeah, recyclables.
You should have said, hey, I use that to go through this metal detector, if you don't mind. Let me lather up real quick.
I'm going to put it on before I get to Cancun.
Like you're in a tanning bed or something.
All right, this next one's very important. If you're flying and you do not have a real ID or your passport with you, to keep things safe, you'll have to pay $45. We were told originally that the real ID was important for our safety and it would make sure that no terrorists got on the plane. But now they say if a terrorist has $45, they can still fly.
I think that starts in February.
Does it?
Mm-hmm. February 1st.
Oh, you're right. That does begin in February. Yeah. So don't worry about that. You can travel over the holidays without your real ID and you can still be a terrorist.
I still have not got mine.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I don't get it.
We've had, 10 years now?
At least
5 years?
Yeah.
At least five or longer than that because they pushed it back during COVID.
Yep.
Well,
but it's difficult to get.
Why do you mean?
Because I've had to go twice.
I had to go twice.
You got to make sure you read exactly what you need to bring.
I've had that for 5 years laying over to the side. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Don't tell them, Kato.
I'm not.
All right. This one is really handy. I wouldn't have known this, and I think it's valuable to know. If you do have any questions or doubts, you can send them a direct message on Twitter or X, as it is now. And they're very active on there. If you send them a DM at AskTSA, or you can text travel to 275872, they actually respond surprisingly quickly and well.
Well, that explains the TSA lines.
Yeah?
They're over there on X.
They're like, tick, 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 tick. But that is handy to know that you can get in touch with them online pretty easily, and they do respond.
Yeah, that is cool.
So, I mean, you know, basically, just know that in February, you're going to need $45 to fly if you're a terrorist.
That's so stupid.
It doesn't make much sense, does it?
It does not.
And like you said, it's been 15 years since they started that.
I think if you walk up to fly domestically and you don't have a real ID, they say, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. You've got to go home.
Or a passport.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, I think it's kind of ridiculous. But
and if you got a passport, you don't need your real ID. So, Hawk, if you have a passport, you don't even need to get your real ID.
I've been meaning to get one of those for the past
just
10
stay
years,
home. Just stay home.
I shouldn't even be driving on Woodruff Road, y'all.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This is one of those things that has changed a lot over the years. We're told one scientific or medical thing, and then a few years later, they reverse back and go the other way, or they change up the rules. And so eventually, I don't know what to believe, but this is the new belief.
Okay.
We've always thought if you go out in cold weather, you're more likely to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're like, oh, no, being in the cold doesn't make you sick. You have to get into bad germs to get sick. So being in the cold doesn't make any difference.
That's what you always told me, and I've told everybody around me.
Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out they've changed their minds again.
Oh, no.
Here's why they think we get sick more often in the winter.
All right.
Now, I've always heard that we spend more time inside. That could be part of it because you're not out in the open air. You're in a little small enclosed because you're trying to stay warm.
Uh-huh.
But that's not what they're saying now. They tell us that the main thing that starts attacking any kind of virus that we get, like through our nasal passages, is our nose. In our nose, as soon as a bad germ or virus gets in there, we have billions of immune cells that start scrambling to attack it.
Okay.
But the colder it gets, the slower our nose is to react because our blood is colder, the vessels are constricted, and it's not as easy for them to rush to the site of the invasion.
Oh.
And so people who were in 40-degree air for 15 minutes dropped the temperature inside their nose, killed half of the virus cells that they would have killed in warmer weather.
Mm.
So our nose isn't doing its job as a filter or a early attack zone to kill all these viruses and bacteria whenever they get in during the cold.
So it's still not the cold. It's still the virus. Just the cold helps it attack you faster.
Right. But the thing is now when you go out in the cold, if you're exposed to the same virus you would have been okay with before, you catch it.
Because your nose is colder, right?
Yeah.
So what you know how you warm your hands up in the wintertime, like you'll, you know, rub them together like that, or you'll sit on them you know, while you're driving.
On mine right now. One of them, actually.
So, you know, we got to find a way to warm our nose. They got those hand warmers. You could have like a nose warmer, or you could actually do friction on your nose. Like, ow.
I knew you were going to say that, and that's such a dumb idea. I'm a step ahead of you.
No.
I have already come up with the idea for an invention of little plugs you put up in your nose that warm up. And all you would have, it would be like those earbuds.
Okay.
Like everyone thinks they're cool with the Apple earbuds sticking out.
And it works like an electric blanket, kind of. You know, you just put them up in there, and they're like hooked to your phone or cell phone or something, and it kind of just warms your nose up, and it blocks the virus from coming into your nose. You're being funny. You're making fun of my stupidity.
No, but I think if you were to take the earpod things, the earbuds, and make something smaller that goes into your nostril, and you have the cool little white things hanging down to show that you are actually cool.
Oh, yeah, okay, you're the cool guy.
And then it warms up your nose a little bit.
I saw something like this in a movie called She's the Man. She stuffed something up her nose. Y'all don't get that joke, but somebody will.
Okay, but you know what's so funny is like you say that, and you know how it's everything, all the technology is expensive when you first start it. It's
right.
Like, you know, so when if a guy has that or a girl has that in their nose, oh, they got money.
They rich.
They fancy, ain't they?
Just to clear one thing up, too, mine would not be like a solid, it would be a donut shape so that when it was up in there, you could still breathe through the middle.
Okay, but you can't, can you see them?
Just the part that sticks down to show you're cool.
You could do like a bedazzled little hoop at the bottom connects them both, and then you just pull one out like at the same time.
It looks like those bull rings.
Yeah.
And you just take them out. Because you're going to have to clean them off.
How long is this going?
It could be like a Pandora bracelet where you get the little charms on there.
It's funny. That's funny. Mm-hmm. But you know what you do if you go out in the cold? I understand this because, you know, your nose gets so cold. I have a friend, like, you know, and you know what gets cold on him during the wintertime? It's funny.
Oh, my.
His butt gets cold, and it takes him, like, hours to warm his butt up after he's been outside in the cold for any time.
Why?
Too close of a friend.
Yeah. I didn't believe it, and he said, touch it.
That's too close of a friend.
Hold still. Let me tell you. No, his butt gets cold. I'm like, I don't know if there's some kind of, I don't know if other people have this problem. But their butt gets cold during the winter.
My whole body gets cold.
Yeah, okay.
I was out in it last week, and I literally had two layers of clothes on, socks, pants.
Well.
I had two pair of sweatpants and blue jeans and two jackets, and two shirts, plus gloves.
And a toboggan.
Yeah, toboggan.
So this is the crazy thing that some people aren't going to like, but they know one thing that does actually help is a mask. Because it keeps you warmer. It's like a blanket for your nose.
Like the ski mask just has eyes cut
out.
Well,
that or one of those masks they did for COVID. But it's not because it filters the germs. It's just because it keeps your nose warmer so that you can fight off the bacteria.
Well, that's actually fine.
That is interesting. Yeah. I wonder I don't know if that would have had anything to do with COVID or not.
Would it be okay if I just stayed home? Just not even got out.
That's the best plan, Cato.
That's what I'm planning to do.
That's what I do, too.
I don't know, man. Your idea is pretty good, Tom.
Well, I'm going to definitely see if I can get Apple interested.
Well, it looks like they already, text came in and says they have nose hole covers. They were on Shark Tank, but they aren't warm.
Oh, so we got an edge.
So that's the manual version. You need an electric version.
That's right.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
We still haven't gotten an official jingle made for this yet, so we have to sing it ourselves on the show, but it's time for Nerd News.
Nerd News, Nerd News, Nerd News with Tom.
Yeah.
By the way, we checked into it. Company's not going to pay that.
I was afraid of that. Yeah. It just sounds like a cult right now.
We may start a GoFundMe page.
Okay. We could do a give, send, go or something.
Well, you know what? I always learn something with Nerd News.
Okay. Yeah. That's great. Today, you're going to learn a lot of somethings. First of all, today is the day that the interstellar comet that's been zipping through our solar system is making its closest approach to Earth. It's going to be 168 million miles from us, which is very close astronomically. Then it'll zip back out into the galaxy unless there are aliens on board and they contact us. And there is one scientist who still thinks that, but I'm guessing that he is going to look like an idiot before it's over.
I bet they're stopping by Bucky's.
Yeah, that could be why they came. I imagine somewhere out by Pluto, there is a billboard. It's like Bucky's 80 billion miles away.
Yeah.
All right. Most experts do not believe that there's anything there but just a comet. So don't get too excited about that. In fruit news and news that will not affect your life at all, astronomers have found a planet that's shaped like a lemon. The atmosphere is hot, and it's so close to its star that it pulls on the planet so much that it has a lemon shape.
They said, don't go to that planet. It's a total lemon.
Oh, boy.
Really?
Okay. Okay.
Well, you did at least give you some courtesy laughs.
In GPS news, it turns out a study has been done that found a big enough solar storm could cause the GPS satellites to collide with one another and set off a chain reaction. There are 14,000 GPS satellites in low Earth orbit that keep you going the right way in your car. Wow. And they have to be repositioned constantly. A solar storm could prevent it, and there is a 30% chance of a collision if we were to have a solar storm that lasted for at least 24 hours.
Is it just GPS, or is there like cell service? Or
some of those are higher.
Internet.
But the GPS are the lower ones, and so there are a lot of them in the same height.
Well, I saw the guy recently drove into a lake following GPS.
Uh-huh.
You see that?
So yeah,
that satellite might be out of place.
Maybe so, or maybe he's just dumb. This is interesting. In online news, a study found that we tend to overestimate how many people post hateful things online. Most people thought it was around 40%. Mm-hmm. It's actually only 3%. But those hateful 3% posts get the most comments. They generate a third of all comments. So basically someone writes something hateful or horrible And it's not that many people doing it, but everyone responds to it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because if it's happy, you're like, oh, like, move on. But if it's argumentative or hateful, then you're like, oh, I got to set this person
exactly.
straight.
You're like, I got to teach them.
Well, there's no hate button.
There needs there's to a be a hate button.
Be. Yes. Yeah.
There is. There's a mad face.
Yeah, but it's not like a response.
Yeah, there is the...
On Facebook, I think there is, yeah. but
I
they
just
need
said
to have
that.
More. Not they need more than just the hearts on most apps.
Yeah. Quite frankly, that sounds low though. 3% some negative.
Like, it didn't say negative; it said hateful.
Oh, okay. So the negative would be at least 40 to 50%.
So all the hateful things you see on social media is 3% of the people on social media,
right?
But how does that get spread the fastest?
Because that's the ones people react to, and they're like, "Oh my gosh, did you see this?" And they share it with their friends.
Are you not listening? You just explained it.
Hate.
Hateful comments happening here.
Uh-huh.
And nature.com has predicted the future in 2026. They think AI scientists will arrive. And that is a situation where AI, instead of just answering questions, will actually start to work on problems by itself and solve them for us.
Happening.
I haven't seen AI do anything on its own yet. Mm-hmm. But they're saying in 2026, they will begin making breakthroughs on their own, and it could be the first scientific advances made by AI.
And all these robots they're building, they're going to put AI in those robots, so those robots will now be walking around with thinking about themselves.
Did y'all see that video of the robot who attacked a guy on the side of the road?
No.
He was on a bicycle. The guy was, and this robot comes up out of nowhere and just starts swinging on him.
Wow. Well, people do that all the time.
I know, but it's like now you have to worry about people and robots. It's crazy.
Well, and I saw the Roomba, ain't they going bankrupt? The Roomba vacuum cleaner?
Already been and done. But they sold it to a Chinese company. That was because Elizabeth Warren and a couple of other senators were afraid they were becoming a monopoly, and so they wouldn't let them merge with someone or let Amazon buy them, I think. So instead, they went bankrupt, and now a Chinese company has taken over. See? So now you've got China mapping every one of our homes. Honestly.
Not mine.
Yeah. I'm like, you know.
So they stopped that monopoly, but yet one company can own all the food products that we eat and consume. One company can own all of the media and Hollywood.
If I was in charge of that, I wouldn't have stopped Roombas. The videos are too funny with the babies and cats on them. I'm like, come on. We need this entertainment.
They are funny. Like.
Yeah. All right. That's Nerd News.
Nerd News. Nerd News with Tom.
Yeah. Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.